From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Çavuşoğlu vowed Monday his country would rid its border region of Islamic State militants. The remark follows Sunday's suicide bombing at a Kurdish wedding that killed at least 54 people. Authorities are still trying to identify the bomber, but they are backing away from earlier claims that the bomber was a child. Iran's foreign ministry announced Monday that for now, Russia will no longer be using one of its bases for airstrikes in Syria. There was no immediate response from Russia. Earlier, Iran's defense minister, General Hossein Deghlan, had criticized Russia as showing off and trying to show they are a superpower. According to a Kurdish news agency, fighting erupted Monday between Kurdish fighters and pro-government militias in the northern Syrian city of Hasakeh. Foreign media reports, rather, say Turkish forces have attacked a Syrian Kurdish militia, as well as the Islamic State group positions in Syria. The Hurriyet newspaper says the attacks targeted positions north of the town of Manbij. And media reports also say Turkish forces have struck targets in Jarablus. Libya's internationally recognized parliament on Monday voted no confidence in a UN-backed unity government. Lawmakers gave Prime Minister-designate Fayez al-Sarraj a 10-day deadline to come up with a new lineup. Backers of the unity government dismissed the move as unconstitutional. The leaders of Italy, France, and Germany say Britain's exit from the European Union will not kill the bloc. Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and French President François Hollande met Monday aboard an aircraft carrier anchored off an Italian island and promised to strengthen the European project. VOA News.